this is Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to discuss a few ways that acting classes try to get you to open up, and why it's completely unnecessary. I'll explain. I have a couple of students that are studying with me while they're visiting LA. They're in from out of country. And they mentioned to me that they wanted to go and audit some of the other classes, famous classes they had heard about, so that they could see, you know, what was what and what was being offered in Los Angeles. And they went and they audited this one class, and they spoke to me about it. Listen, I don't mean to bash. I never bring up people's names. If I bash anything, I bash ideas or, fault I find with the particular training methods based on my experience having trained actors for 38 years and, you know, give you my thoughts on it. And I just don't say, hey, you know, these things are dumb just because. I mean, certainly I try and offer food for thought and present an idea, because at the end of the day, what I want to do more than anything is see actors get the right training wherever that is. And the bottom line always when I'm talking about any of this is, look, but if this very place I'm talking about is unlocking the locked and you are just really making progress, leaps and bounds in your booking, then you need to stay right where you are. But it seems that when I bring up some of these ideas, I get resounding feedback from people that say, have similar feelings about it. But, you know, it's a funny thing, this business. It's very intimidating. Certainly this business of acting, training, learning. You know, I keep saying that what I hear more often than anything is when I have said, hey, these antiquated methods, this old stuff of beats and actions and setting all this stuff up, it's just really hampering your creative flow. It's amazing how many people, you know, are almost like closeted about it and say, oh, I've always felt that, I've always hated that. So, you know, I bring this up and I find that people are intimidated. And I've discussed this many times. You know, they're intimidated because, you know, we're all, you know, wanting to do this crazy thing of becoming a successful actor in this business. And it is an intimidating endeavor, and there's just so much to it. And we always hear about, you know, you've got to do the work and you have to sacrifice and all that stuff. So I think what comes with that is this almost humbling that occurs as you enter into the business. And if somebody puts out a shingle and says, hey, you know, I'm a teacher and this is the method that so-and-so used, or my best friend is so-and-so, or I taught so-and-so, it's easy to get intimidated by all these things. And so all I ever offer up is a point of view. Because what I think is most important, and this I think is just so amazing, you know, the very artist that's supposed to trust their instincts and go with their gut and just trust how they see things, that artist, that actor is constantly questioning. And even though they sit in these rooms where they feel uncomfortable, or they don't feel they learned anything, or they just didn't get it when this particular person was speaking, they always blame themselves. They don't think that, you know, maybe that what they're hearing is nonsense, or it's not for them at all, and this isn't the way. So they waste so much time fighting their instincts, fighting their gut, until some loudmouth like me comes along and says something like, well, then it's shit, walk away from it. And it's like, that's all they need to hear. And then somehow they have the power to walk away from it. It is really a reflection of how intimidated everyone feels, how insecure, how not sure, how you know, we're all searching for the answer and constantly questioning ourselves. And I think part of what comes with, you know, kind of graduating as an artist, really, if you will, or certainly maturing as an artist, is this deal where you get to a point where you just start trusting and you say, no, that's dumb. I don't like that. This makes sense. That doesn't make sense. And so they shared an experience. But, you know, there's a lot of places like this. So really, I speak to the idea, okay? again, to me, it is a hoodwink. It is how you get people to come to a class. And to me, this is, it's pretty base, but they were struck by the fact that every single scene in the class had making out in it. The, you know, boy and the girl, the man and the woman, you know, there was a lot of making out. Everybody's making out. And he said, to the point of so uncomfortable, you know, it'd be like a minute of making out before the scene would start. And then this particular coach would sometimes yell out, "Orgasm, orgasm," you know, as if conducting this quasi lovemaking, pseudo lovemaking sessions. Okay, a few things. First of all, I hear about this all the time, and then how far it goes. Pretty interesting, right? It's such a tease. It's like saying, hey, you know, you want to be an actor. I mean, well, you're going to have to do a kissing scene. There's, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. There's, you know, a lot of stuff. You got to sometimes mack on another person. And, you know, you got to go. You got to open. You got to be open to this stuff. You got to be open. And somehow it challenges our ability to be open. And we figure, well, I'm an actor. You know, I mean, sometimes you just got to throw down. You got to do this shit. I can do it. I'll do it. I'll go for it, man. I'll really kiss her. I'll kiss her, boy. You'll see. I'll give her a good kissing. And then we're like kissing in the class before we do the scene. And I was told that the scenes didn't necessarily have that as a component of the scene, but they just kind of worked it into the scene. You see? And so now every scene people are making out or, you know, touching or groping or, you know, something's going on. It's getting hot and heavy with this, you know, teacher yelling out, you know, orgasm. The other thing that they noticed and they made them a little uncomfortable was the degree to which people would discuss personal issues that embarrassed them to hear. As auditors of this class, I'm sure once you were there, you'd get used to it because that would be the kind of therapy session it was. This combination right here, boy, what a cocktail that is! That is a recipe for success. It sure is for the teacher, for the school, not for the actor. And I'm going to explain all of that certainly. The question I immediately asked when I heard that they were all doing this, I said, "What was the age range of the class? Were they all young?" And young to me would be, hey, no slight, but, you know, like in your early 20s. And they said, yeah, pretty much to a person. There were a couple of women that were perhaps in their 30s, but yes, it was mostly a younger group. I say that because I think that that would be the group that you could most easily kind of apply with this kind of stuff, you know. They'd be coming into it. They'd be easily intimidated. And then you have this crazy, crazy alchemy of, you know, you do scenes. And then it, you know, making out is encouraged. So I think, well, this is a very interesting atmosphere. And I get it, man. I get it. I was young once. I was a young man there once. And, you know, I get it. Sure, you're in a class now. And it's encouraged that you make out. Because that's how we really release. That's how we really open up. That's how we really throw down and, you know, get in the groove of reality because, you know, just the mechanics of making out is such a revealing kind of opening thing that I can see where that would be the deal. You say, let's do that, and that'll kind of, you know, you'll have to be present, and then we're just going to do your scene, you see. We're going to take that macking on each other and just turn that right into a scene. Hey, it makes sense on paper. It really does. I get that. And I get how when you sit around in these classes and you talk about, you know, what happened in summer camp that time with that counselor and, you know, when you were a child and everything. And I'm not making light of this at all. I'm just saying what these stories usually are, you know. You see, actually, by saying it that way, it kind of exemplifies how I feel these things are trivialized, you see. They're used as some sort of acting class fodder. And I think that's just total horseshit. I don't think, and I've said it, and now I'll kind of go off on a tangent for a second. I don't think that acting classes are where we discuss these things. And I know a lot of people, but I protest. I mean, come on. Isn't that where you need to open up and, you know, and really expose and get rid of that? Really? How do you get through life then? How do you conduct yourself in life? How do you get through all of your emotional moments in life, your funny moments? How do you have so much fun at a barbecue? Is this a big yoke around your neck and now finally you get to get rid of it so now you can finally talk? Are you agoraphobic? Are you a shut-in? Are you just, you never go out? What are you doing being a thespian? How many times I got to say this? It's insane. The types of things that actors will do thinking that they need to open up. And I think, well, how closed off are you in real life, man? You see, the problem I have with this theory, and this is a manipulation to me, whether it's understood that way and it is exercised as a manipulation, or it's just a byproduct and it just happens to be, you know, a really good business model. What an interesting thing to have a class, first of all, where you have actors come in and now they're going to be making out all the time. That would be a charged atmosphere. You get all these young, you know, ready to go actors. Most of them look like models. And it's all hot and heavy and, you know, and you're in class and you're kind of throwing down and showing people how you make out and shit. And how, you know, you shake your groove thing and do your thing. I can see how that would be kind of like a little addictive. What I can't understand, it's just not for me, is being the person who has to sit and watch it. You know, my 38 years of teaching, I guess, you know, somebody might have kissed in a scene. But when that part would come up in the scene, I usually go, okay, we don't need to see that. That's not what makes the scene. And I'm not talking about a kiss on the cheek or a hug or some sign of affection. I'm just talking about, you know, now they're going to just start rotating their heads and, you know, driving tongues. You know, we don't need to see that. What does that do? What does that prove? You mean the time comes you're not going to be able to know how to make out? So what is this then? It's kind of like a make-out class. It's kind of like a voyeuristic make-out class, you see? And I can see where that would be addictive. You're a young person, and you're in this class, and then you're thinking, hey, I think I'm going to do a scene with Sally. And maybe, you know, Jane is thinking, yeah, I think I want to do a scene with Clyde. And we all know that we're going to get a chance to really make out and in front of other people. I can see where that would be could be perceived as hot. The problem is it doesn't make your acting any better. So you need to just call the class what it is. It's a make-out class where you get to tell everyone sad-ass shit about yourself and then, you know, you kiss your boo-boos away. I mean, I'm sorry, that's all it is. What else is it? First of all, why do you need to practice making out? Take a make-out class. Just do that. Find a specialized teacher in the art of making outing and go and do that. But you're not going to learn anything about acting. This preoccupation that if you open up and you tell all the dirty stories and then you make out and show everyone what that's like and just completely open up like a very opened up flower, that what's going to happen? You're going to become a genius actor? The problem that I see that people have with acting isn't being able to open up. Everybody's ready to open up. Everybody wants to open up. Opening up isn't a problem. Everybody opens up in life all the time, and they kiss, and they open up, and, you know, they've told some people their sad-ass stories, and, you know, they've done all that. That's not the problem. The problem is understanding what the scene's about, what you're supposed to be doing, what the point of the story is, how you fit into that story, what the moral of the story is. What is this campfire tale we are telling, and what is the best way to tell it? Making out, having make-out sessions, and telling people all the sad-ass things you can dredge up, those things do not make you smarter. And this idea that, oh, all I got to do is be able to open up like a completely opened up open up, and then I will be able to just like, man, catch acting on a different wavelength and my body will just move and my jaw will move and words will come out of my head all by itself because I've been making out a whole bunch and I've told every sad ass story I can about myself. So now I feel like an open flower. But you're not any smarter about acting. You're just, I guess, an open, sated flower. Lying there, having made out a lot and gotten every little bit of sad-ass story they could out of their system in front of a bunch of people that really don't need to hear that shit. And then what does that do for you? Hey, that makes you better. So when we need someone, we get someone up here now who can make out quickly and make sure they bring a couple of sad ass stories to tell. Yeah, then you are the go-to person. I think the people that are in these classes are probably pretty happy. I think they probably are. You know, they get to make out a lot, and you know, I don't think people make out enough, I'm sure. And so they get to make out a lot, and they get to tell sad stories to, you know, these people, and then that they feel better. And as long as you know that's what you're paying for, then good. Then if it's happy and once a week you get a rotating group of people that you can make out with and you can do a little scene work in there. And then you know, you can maybe something happened during the week that you can talk about that's very personal and that feels good. It's kind of like it kind of becomes like a session with a therapist. But then you act out some stuff, and then you got this really cool, almost like dating site where you can go through all of the people in the room you'd like to do a scene with, and then you can really throw down with the ones you really want to do a scene with, and then just say, yeah, no, I really was getting into it tonight because, you know, I'm committed, and I was doing the work, and I was using you to do that. So I get it. But that's all it is, okay? So for all of you kids out there doing this bullshit, good. As long as you know that's what it is. Now, could there be an exception? Yeah, if you're doing all that stuff, and then miraculously, as a result of that, you are booking a lot, hey man, bring the chapstick and keep going, because apparently it's working. For those of you that haven't been as lucky and, you know, that's not what's happening, you might just think of taking a different course of action if what you're trying to do is become a professional actor. Now, I want to stress that because, I, at the end of the day, it sounds like a very appealing class for a certain group of people that would like to do, as I said, go make out and tell sad stories. What a beautiful outlet. And then you get to play act in the middle of it, you know? I mean, there's you know, a lot of different food groups in there that I can see would be very appealing. The only thing that I want to shed light on is that's not really how you're going to be a great professional actor. You know, this stuff annoys me because I feel that for those actors that really think they want to improve as actors, they're just getting hoodwinked, you know? They're being challenged to really, you know, go all the way, you know, go to third base in class and do all this stuff and then, you know, tell stories to people they shouldn't be telling stories to. I mean, if it was advertised as a class that was kind of therapeutic and, you know, you come in, you tell your stories, you know, it's kind of a dating site, then I think that's fabulous. I think what creates any of these environments is this old idea that it's all about opening up. I mentioned in a podcast a couple of back this idea that, you know, people feel that if they lose their inhibitions, that they'll be better actors. And that's what a part of this is, you see. It's really how most actors waste the most money in the most classes is this idea, the thing they lord above your head is this idea that you've got to be open, that you've got to be open, that you've got to be open. And so then from that, you can have many, many different strains of, you know, how they're going to, you know, theoretically get you to get open. But my problem with that is once you get open, it doesn't make you a better actor. And more importantly, I have found that by giving people the right information and getting them lined up properly, everyone's open. Everyone's so ready to be open. They're all open. I mean, the people that I have that have come through my shop in all my years teaching that really have kind of a personality problem where they're really kind of closed off, you know, I almost want to not count those people because that's really a very specific thing and it's very infrequent and unusual. But the actors that want to come to be actors and that, you know, if that's what they do, I never find that to be the case. If they have any sort of opening issues or if they're closed off, it's only because they don't really understand what they're doing. They don't understand the scene. They don't understand, you know, what they're supposed to be doing in the scene. And that once they know that, it's never an issue of them being open. We have to stop with this business of creating classes and exercise and taking time getting people to be open. That's not where the gold is in our acting abilities. It isn't. Not at all. How do I know this positively? Because all of you at some time or another in your life are open. You're open. You have emotions. You react quickly. You get sad. You cry. You yell. You are jealous. You are hurt. You are sensitive. You do it all the time. We don't need you to figure out how to do that. You know how to do it. What we need to figure out is how to replicate or understand what it is or was that made you get to those moments. That's what we have to shed light on. That, not wasting time with any kinds of exercises, whether it's making out or repeating or relaxing or, you know, doing animal work or whatever other bullshit thing people want to bring up where they think that's what you got to do. And they intimidate you with the idea that we got to take you back to the beginning and then bring you back the right way and make you waste a ton of money and learn nothing and get frustrated and sit there quietly thinking, this stuff is stupid. I hate it. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to be here. They give you something uncomfortable to do and then, you know, you're uncomfortable. They go, you're uncomfortable, aren't you? And you go, well, yeah, I am. And they go, well, we got to get rid of that. Yeah, I know a good way to do it. How about I don't ask you to do the dumb, uncomfortable thing? How about that? How about I don't try to humiliate you in front of a class to prove that this is humiliating to you and then tell you that's your problem? Humiliating things humiliate you. I thought you wanted to be an actor. I love that one. That is so perfect. Wow, now come on now. I mean, I thought you wanted to be an actor. You shouldn't be humiliated. Because you're an actor. Really? What are we? Just some sort of road clown that, you know, you just throw some bread and little cheese out onto the dirt and then we'll dance for you for a little while and cry and then gobble the cheese and bread and go to the next town. What are we? If I'm making sense to you, I make sense to you. And if I don't, then I'm sorry about that. But I do make an effort to present an idea and then try and back it up with some sort of simple logic. I think that's what should always win the day, is understandable logic and common sense. That's it. Like, you know, if an actor asks a question, I should be able to answer it clearly, and the answer should be illuminating. It shouldn't be hard to grasp. It should be like a light going on. That's how classes should be. And I would offer up this challenge. These classes that rely heavily on these makeout sessions and talking about those deep, dark secrets that, you know, I feel we shouldn't be discussing in class. If you took out those two components, if you just had the actors doing scenes, no making out, and if you didn't rely on them disclosing stories about themselves that perhaps they shouldn't disclose in an acting class, if you took away those two components, would the classes still be as interesting? Honestly answer that question. Would they be? Would you still find that class as fascinating if no one made out with anyone? And if we didn't tell those deep, dark secrets, I wonder. Thanks for listening.
You
You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can now be found on Spotify, iTunes, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to audit one of my classes, send me an email at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.